Then at length follow. Let's go. Where is Krishna? And when they came out from Vrindavan, they just saw the fruit prints. They remarked the fruit prints. Because fruit prints, Krishna's fruit prints, they symbolize like with many remarks. Lotus, elephants, are there, said like, yeah. Thunderbolt. So they just remarked the fruit prints of Krishna and they came out. This came near to the lake, Kaliya lake. And they found out the From a distance, they just watch very carefully. Krishna is already captured by Kaliya, within the coil of Kaliya. Now, whenever they saw this condition, they became so morose. And Sukadeva Goswami mentioned, why they feel so morose? They already give up everything, their pleasure, their home, their heart, money, everything, their body, for the pleasure of Krishna. What is pleasure? Where is pleasure? How to get pleasure? The conditions one don't know. Pleasure means we are always I want these things. But we have to consider ourselves, okay, I am just following my mind. Now maybe if your age is like 50 or 60, that means 50 years you already follow your mind. 50 years, up to 60 years, up to 30 years, 70 years, you already follow mind, yes. Still even we are in Krishna consciousness, we are follower of mind, we are not follower of Guru. We are not follower of Acharyas. Mind is very powerful. And we are performing all sorts of activities through mind. But we have to realize ourselves by hearing. Okay, I am a real follower of mind, I am just always following mind, how to get peace, how to get rid of all these problems. But did it happen successfully by following my mind? Did I get some pleasure? Then why I follow? Therefore, rejecting the whispering of mind. Actually, this is one of the procedures to control your mind. Whispering, mind is always whispering. Why this whisperingness is coming? How it is coming? Because mind have he had always like constant, long and constant association with material objects, with his body. Therefore, mind always is carrying all these impressions. Like in this life we are facing problems. It does not mean before life we had not faced these problems. We had to face all these problems. Yes. Therefore, when some present problem is coming, mind just reflecting the solution, giving this idea, okay, you can do like that, you can do like that. And mind is actually, he is a cheater. Where if you want to make a follower of mind, it's mind is cheating. Mind is so subtle. Sometimes we have no desire to enjoy. Oh man, we have no desire to enjoy like money, we have no desire to enjoy material some things. But you can see mind is so subtle, such a cheater. He's not helping, he's not allowing you to do some service in pure mood. And actually, in Kapitkar Bhagavatam, King Jadabharat is just instructing to Raja Rahuman, King Rahuman. He's speaking bare fact, actually. This is bare fact. Mind don't want. Let this soul should connected to the super soul. This mind to decision. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Jadavarta life history. Jadavarta is giving this instruction to King Rahuma. Mind don't want. Therefore, he wants to always kill you. Kill you. I am going to say like in English, man. Who will say? Always whispering you and what's always consistent. Okay, you are not finishing your round. Okay, you can take rest. Tomorrow you can. Always giving you some like concession, always like slackness. One is strictness. When we want to enjoy our material things, strictness is coming. No, I have to enjoy. I have to go to market for. I want this food. I want this meal. Strictness is coming. For bhajan, for spiritual thing, slackness. Who is creating all these things? And King. Jadavarta is speaking, he is just instructing to King Rahugan, these things. Mind is getting these problems. And mind actually, he don't want my old friend, this soul. If he'll connect with super soul, then why is my destiny? He don't want. Otherwise, why Krishna? Bhagavad Gita said, Manmana, Madhavakto, Majjaji, Manmana. Always saying, Manmana, Manmana. Always think about me, always think about me. Constantly when he is in my service, chanting, hearing, just to control this mind. One follow of mind, actually. And to control us, like whispering of mind, whispering of mind. Mind is always whispering and it just rejects it. But we have no power to reject it because mind's nature is stubborn. Stubborn. Very stubborn. And powerful also. Chanchalai mana Krishna. Pramathi balabam dridam. Three adjectives. Pramathi balabam dridam. Very powerful. And others are very. Very stubborn means when through intelligence you are giving some instruction, he is rejecting. Who is the owner of mind? Intelligent. When intelligent giving something, this is good, this is bad, he is rejecting. No, I don't want to be here. Therefore, it is very dridam, very powerful. Very strong in his own determination. So we are so weak because we are performing all other activities through mind. So how can you conquer this same polluted material mind without intelligence? And intelligent also, pure intelligent. Intelligent also, it connected with material, three mode of materialism. Because we have no direct connection with our soul. Because mind and intelligence and false ego, they are not allowing us. Like mind is not connected. False ego, I am Krishna Das. Now I am saying, no, I am from France, I am Swadesh, I am Guru, I am Brahmachari, I am Grihastha. Mind is not allowing, intelligence is not allowing, and super soul. Yes, sorry, false ego. They have no chance to connect with soul. And because they are powerful, we are not powerful. And we are hearing, we are chanting, serving, following instructions. Therefore, mind, Gurudev always used to say, mind wants higher command. And higher command means spiritual command. Spiritual things. Spiritual instructions. If you follow, then slowly, not immediately you get to something. Aristotle. And only by hearing, by serving and achieving some mercy from Sadhu and Guru. And serving Sadhu and Guru. Sadhuguru Charana Upasana. This is the only weapon to control our mind. Worshipping Sadhu Guru's lotus feet, following their instructions. Only this is the higher command. I can in our life we can reject these things. Like whole spiritual life, we can see the asset, the foundation is following Sadhu Guru's instruction. And more you just develop your strictness for this instruction, more mind becomes strong. And spiritually, if mind becomes strong, then the strictness will come. Okay, I'll follow all these principles. More you fix on your job. Mind is very tricky. Very tricky. They have to recognize whether this idea is coming from mind or from Krishna, from soul, from super soul. Very different. Even for saintly persons, knowledgeous persons, Krishna therefore appear as Shastra. No, mind is cheating you. Mind is always cheating you. Already cheated many lives. This life also, you are a pious person. But mind is cheating you. Now I am appear through Shastra. So just, and but mind is. Mind is, how can I say like he is a cheater. Even we are reading Shastra, mind is cheating us. What we like, we are, oh, this is good, this is for me. Therefore, again, mind is cheating. But only one thing is there, you cannot cheat mind. When you have personal contact with Sadhu, and he is like his powerful person, he has such power from the system. Only by his instructions, his seva, If you just follow strictly, then there is hope. And same time, when you are hearing, Whether the Sadhu is saying this is perfect or not in the Shastra. Now, personal instructions and personal guidance, personal conduct, it is just like how can I say, like a big support. At same time, another support, Shastra. And third support, Vaishnavas, Hari, Shastra, Guru, Vaishnavas. And also, by all these supports, still you have like mind creating little problem for you. Still another hope is there. Super sure. So suppose you are in duality, you are asking to many Vaishnavas, Guru already said something. Shastra saying, but still you are in duality. What to do, what not to do? Still we have hope, we are chanting. We have to pray to Mahaprabhu, pray to Krishna, Radha Madhavata, Gopal. Krishna Buddha, please help me, what I can do, whether this is good for me or not. Well, mind saying, I'll do like that, but I don't know. Gurudev said like that, Shastri sing like that, Vishnu Sara sing like that. Please you help me. Then Karma Prabhasana will come. You don't think Krishna don't want to help us. If Krishna is ready to help a pious person, Krishna is helping thieves, rocks. You don't think thieves, rocks, they are getting, you know, thieves are so, thieves. The guys, they are so intelligent. Where they are getting all these intelligence? They are praying. They are praying. When police become so strict, everywhere CC cameras, everything. Like in West, in Europe, everywhere CC, cameras. But still, thieves are there or not? Who is giving them intelligence? How to steal? They are praying so sincerely. Krishna, I will die. I cannot do any job. Lord, I cannot do any job except stealing. And I have no other job than stealing. You have to help me. And immediately intelligence is coming. What do you want? Krishna will help you. You want to steal, Krishna is giving intelligence. If you want, I want to serve you, Krishna will give you some intelligence. But why we are saying about thief? He's praying. Even for bad work, he's praying. Krishna, please help me. But for good work, we are not praying. Unless you pray, you can achieve everything. As anything. Smritvasis, they give up everything for pleasure of Krishna. They have wife, they have children, they have everything. But they only know Krishna. We are always worried about others. Oh, this is our foolishness. We are always worried about others, but not worried about us. I am not worried about us. My attachment is not increasing. I am alone. In Uriya, there is a saying. You came alone and you will go alone. But when you came alone, in bare body, you came alone to this world with bare body, nothing. Just imagine. And when you go, only people will cover all these things. And when they will burn, just throw up, and it will burn this body, will burn this garment, everything. This is the destiny of this body. Ultimate destiny. Try to help all. Yeah, this is good to help others. Spiritually also. But sometimes we have to help ourselves. Self-help is best help. Self-help is best help. I want help. From Krishna, I want help from Guru, from Vaishnavas. And especially when you surrender at lotus feet of Guru and Krishna. And just simple and shortcut way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore came. You know, in Kali Yuga, our mentality is just like I'm going to say. Like demon, we are not demon like our fetus form, no long teeth, you know. We are different type of demon. Before in Kali Yuga, other Yugas, demons, they are austere. You know, it's like Hiranyakashipu, Ravan. They're so austere. But we are human, we are not austere. Always enjoying, not divine qualities. But only Mahaprabhu came. And with the holy name, Mahaprabhu came with holy name, just a shortcut way. He is giving a shortcut way. How to achieve love of God. that is the sacred way, surrender. A lotus feet in Krishna, Guru and Krishna. Krishna, you are mine. Because they know these things. Whenever they saw Krishna is now within the coil of Kaliya, they become so fed up, start to cry. They start to cry. And they are just discussing each other. Did Kaliya just drag Krishna from the shore, from the embankment, or Krishna knowingly go inside? But still they are in doubt, in confusion, because all the gopas, all the cowed boys, they already went at cows, only just looking towards Krishna and crying. And still they have doubt, confusion. What is the fact? How Krishna undertook? He knows Kaliya is furious. Many times Nanda Maharaj told. Yashodama told. Therefore, Nanda and Yashoda always sing to Balaram, don't allow Krishna alone to play, to go somewhere, to swim in the Yamuna, climb on the trees. But that day, Balaram was not there. And all Brajavas is convinced Balaram was not there means, Balaram is not there means Balaram is there. Krishna is very naughty, he will get some problems. And when they come practical, they saw Balaram was there with Brajavas, they saw. And Balaram started to laugh, you know, okay, I know. They already developed fairness. Brajavas is my father, mothers. But I know. Krishna is not playing. This is, we can say he's joking. He's joking. It's nothing. They are just saying, like in India, this work is like my left hand duty. You understand? So, if someone is very easy, oh, this is my left hand duty. Two hand not required, even right hand doesn't require, left hand require. It's very easy things. For Krishna, this is very easy things. To play with Kaliya, to kill the demons. Balaram knows, therefore he starts to laugh. Everyone is crying, but Balaram is laughing. He knows. And all the gopis yesterday, all the gopis, when they saw us, this is Sriman Krishna said last times, how Krishna was smiling, how Krishna was joking with them, how they just, how Krishna loved them. This love is different. We can understand all these things. Spiritual love. Love means spiritual. Here there is no love, there is lust. Material attachment, material affection is called lust. Spiritual affection and spiritual attraction means love. Love means how to give pleasure to beloved, lover and beloved. How to give pleasure to beloved. Bas, finish. And lover also wants how to give pleasure to beloved, and beloved wants how to give pleasure to. This is love. Like gopis, they are always in competition. How to give more pleasure to Krishna. And Krishna is also in competition. How to protect gopis, how to give more pleasure to gopis. Bas. It is parallel. This competition. It was coming from time in immemorial. Bhakta and Bhagavan, devotee and Krishna, they are competing each other to give pleasure to one another. This is love. But in lust is different. We are staying in one place, but everyone else, how can I satisfy my senses? Through this person. Like husband and wife, they both are in one place. But what do they want? They want their own happiness. Husband wants their own happiness, wife wants their own happiness. If they have some problem, okay, divorce. And brother, son, everyone. The love, this type of love is different. Very different. All spiritual things, it will rebuild you. When you develop attachment and attraction by mercy of Sadhu and Guru, rebuild you. The constitutional position of love will rebuild you. 24 hours, your consciousness of mind always in Krishna. How to serve Krishna? How to give pleasure to Krishna? This is Krishna's place. This is Krishna's garden. This is Krishna's temple. This is Krishna's devotee. But 24 hours, no other business, no other thought about your body, about your future, about this thing, that thing. The gopis, this lamented so much. For them, The whole world is just about it. Everything finished. Yes. The mood of gopis, right from everything. For them, this is the whole world is useless. They are gopis, except Krishna. This is devotional life, useless. You achieve everything except Krishna's pleasure. What is its value? You get prestige, you get position, you get everything, many followers, everything. But to give pleasure to Krishna, hankering is not coming. 24-hour mind is not with Krishna. 24-hour, yeah? This is Krishna consciousness. Consciousness is the constitutional position, conscious, like if we have Maya consciousness, if in your consciousness, woman is there or man is there, 24-hour you are thinking about woman, 24-hour, like a drunkard, he is addicted to wine, 24-hour is consciousness, only one, thus he is thinking about wine. It is a matter of consciousness, where your consciousness is there, and Krishna consciousness means 24-hour project, 24-hour, how can you say, like, seva for the pleasure of Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. And loving, like Gurudev was saying, loving, loving seva. Pritipurna seva. Krishna wants only love. And gopis are on their platform. Therefore, for them, in this life we have no chance to serve Krishna. What is value? And Krishna now is suffering within the coil of Kaliya. For them, whole world, everything in this world. They feel like useless, everything, void of everything, gopis. And what happened to other gopis? These are gopis and other rajvasis. Next verse. Ta Krishna mataram apetya mano pravista tulya pyatha samanuvyam sucham sravantyam astam braja priya katha kathayanto asan Krishnana nirpita samrutaka pratita. For other mothers, like elder gopis. First, Sudha Goswami described our condition of like all gopas. They came that they're in confusion. And second, Sudha Goswami discussing about gopis' condition. Third, Sudha Goswami describing the condition of the mother gopis. The elder gopis. Prabhupada mentioning here, although the elder gopis were feeling just as much distress as sea and whale, pouring the birth of a flood of sorrowful tears. Tears is coming. Which is terrible. Their degrees of arguments, 11 days are. Tear is coming. Non stop. Water is coming. Tear is coming from her. They had to forcibly hold back Krishna's mother, whose conscience was totally absorbed in her son. Like all gopis, they are crying and lamenting. And they are just forcefully, how can you say, carrying Yashoda. Because Yashoda, she wants to enter the lake. She wants to enter into the lake. What is the use of this life? What is Krishna? This is love. Everyone struggling here to live peacefully. I can stay peacefully. I can save myself. Like now Corona. Even like in Corona, now mother, father, mother, son, husband, wife, everyone in one house, but everyone not developed here. If your son or your father or your wife, she's now in Corona, can you stay with her? No, you stay in separate room. I will stay in my room. You see, this is love. You can see love now. Now you can see love. This is love now. Material world, you see. Everyone wants to live peacefully. If others are just in problem, let them suffer. I want to save my life. This is not love. Rajva said they had love. They know what is love. If Yashoda knows, she wants to enter into Sumna lake. All gopis crying and describing Krishna's leelas. They want to console. I'm going to give some consolation to Yashoda. Who whose consciousness was totally absorbed in her sons, standing like a carpaces with their eyes. What is carpaces? I don't know. CORPSES. Tulya Pratha Samanugriham. Yeah. Mrutaka. Mrutaka. Mrutaka means just like a living dead body. So there is a looking and body is not. Mrutaka in Sanskrit. Actually, its consciousness is there. Life is there. What it looks like is dead. And all younger gopis, they want to give consolation, they want to control Yashoda. Whose consciousness was fixed on Krishna. You know, this word consciousness, Prabhupada using. Their eyes fixed up with his face. These gopis each took turns recounting the pastime of the darling of Praja. Gopis, they are remembering, like young gopis, they are remembering about Krishna's pastimes. Now the elder gopis, they are remembering Krishna's pastime. Although they are holding Yashoda, surrounded by Yashoda, but remembering Krishna's pastime. This is love. Actually, if you have love for Krishna, that is the love. That is the symptoms. That is the sign of love. Whether we are remembering about Krishna or not. Natural remembrance coming or not. Natural remembrance. Like if you have son, even your son is now in Europe or America. From far distance now, he's staying. But remembrance immediately coming. When you saw the son, oh, where is my son now? He's not 12. Whether he's taking prasadam or not. He's taking rest or not. Love is there. When love is there, it does not require whether you are close, you are staying closely, or you are staying hardly. Love is there. If love is there, mind is there. Your mind goes to same place or to. Mind follows one thing, attachment. This is mind's nature. We are follower of mind, but mind is follower of attachment. Yes. To whom mind like? Okay, mind just follow. Now our training to develop our attachment towards Guru and Krishna. Through our same mind we want to develop attachment to Guru and Krishna. Therefore it is very heavy. We want some extra power. Extra power. And that is mercy. We are serving, we are praying, we are hearing. If mercy according to our surrender, according to our seva, if Guru Krishna please give you some mercy, then this mercy is just controlling mind. And attachment is. But we know everything. What is good, what is bad, what. We cannot kick out our material attachment at some time. We cannot develop our attachment towards Krishna. Yes. Therefore, Vrajavasis, their consciousness, like Prabhupada mentioning here, first time of darling of Rajas, they're recounting. All gopis, they're recounting. Yes, this is. In the old days, this is our actual asset. After 50, this is our asset. Zero Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioning in his song. Don't be lazy. Epekhamanda tumi alaso hai navaja hrudayam raja. If now you become lazy, but in old days you lament. Lamentation will come. Yes. In young age, when you have your hand, leg is just working, your mind is working, you are healthy, just do something for Krishna. So that in old days, the remembrance will come. You see, once you become old, when you have no physical engagement, then mental engagements come more. Mind become more active. Therefore, in old days, everyone think, this is common idea. If I will become old, then my mind will become fixed. Huh? No. We don't try to get this thing. You don't think, okay, when I become old, automatically my mind will become controlled. No. Mind carrying the impressions from young age. The more you become old, all these young activities, mind will reflect you. But we want to erase, you understand? We want to delete the activities. You want to delete this material activities from our mind. So their mind will not reflect all these things. How can you delete? How can you delete? You know, like in a computer, when you delete the folder, folder stick is still is in recycle. Computer. Even if you just delete and recycle, still it stays. Some days, eh? Oh, if you, I'm going to say, once you, again, you want to restart or some programs are there, still this program can come. But the system is there, totally removed from computer. There's some system is there, total. How can you delete total from this computer? That we want. That we want. We don't want to think anything except Krishna. We want, because other things than Krishna, which is a problem. What is the real problem? Other thoughts, other things, other activities, other remembrance. Nothing gives you pleasure. Only pain. You think about your son, you think about someone, only pain. Only pain. This is life, this is spiritual life. And in the world, it's like gopis now, they're remembering the pastime of Krishna. Whenever they saw the condition of Krishna within the coil of Kali. And in the world, that is the asset. If in young age you perform some activities, you are very like regulative life, in old days, when your bodily engagement is less, mind will reflect all these things. Because you already read Srimad Bhagavatam, you should perform some service for Prabhupada, for Guru, and they will help you. And sometimes all these thoughts, how you are before performing pujari, how you are distributing books, every thoughts will come. And Krishna will help. Remember, as the third stage, Sravan, Kirtan, then Smaran. Remember us in third stage. Hearing, then chanting or speaking. From Kirtan, then Smaran. Then mind will reflect all these thoughts. That is our asset. Otherwise, in worldliness, I have all these experiences. This is my experience from Srimad Bhagavatam. I am not one person. But Bhagavatam is saying these things, this fact. And I already discussed with so many like senior old devotees, they are saying something. Very difficult job. Difficult task. Difficult task. In oldness. And therefore Krishna Bhagavad-gita said this is one of the challenges. Janma, mrityu, jara, death. Yeah. Old age, disease, death. Challenge. But we can face this challenge only by these things. By remembering. Our spiritual activities should be like a, in old age it should be natural. Natural. Like, you know, sun is going to set. Suppose today or tomorrow, sun is going to set. What do you have to manage? Have in daytime. Daytime you have to finish. So how anchoring is coming? How you are worried? Oh, I have to finish. Sun is going to set. I have to do these things. And in oldness, actually, by associating with devotees, you have to rapidly perform all these activities. Whenever time, I'll read. Spiritual engagement is required. So that we can remember some things. When body becomes inactive, you are in bed, the disease, you can remember about Krishna. Krishna is not material. Krishna is not cruel. He is very mobilized. A devotee, give up everything. He is not enjoying. His whole life is just dedicating his life for me. I have to give him some remembrance. I have to help him. This is Krishna. But he cannot express his, feelings to others. Therefore, many times devotee creating doubt. You understand? Like, he's a devotee, he's now in old age, in like bedded. But he cannot express his feelings. He saw feelings is coming. He was a devotee, he saw. According to his capacity. Krishna, at that time Krishna is helping him. Through his its consciousness, Krishna is giving something, but he cannot express now. He's not like mom. But you don't think Krishna is not happy. Devotee always helps. A devotee, it's a real simple devotee. He can get reciprocations from Krishna. Some reciprocations, according to percentage of surrender. Otherwise, why Krishna said, Ya Thamam Prapadyati? If you are 30%, you have affection, love, you dedicated Krishna 30%, who will pay? Very obliged. Very obliged. If you pay obeisances, Krishna still thinks, why am I indebted to this person? Why are you paying obeisances? We are not like that. But Krishna, he is. Therefore, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His heart is so broad-minded. We cannot express, because you cannot express Krishna's quality. All these qualities, it's just like a particle, dust particle. And Krishna is the source of like all qualities. How can you disguise? He feels so obliged, even a devotee pay obeisances and offer a fruit, flower. What to speak of earning money? He says earning money and giving to Krishna. When he decides I want to do these things all, Krishna accepted. He's earning with such hard labor, and giving some donation to me. And if someone is not giving donation, even someone 24 hours is serving like a servant. So you think Krishna isn't obliged? We have to remember this. And all these remembrance will come. Your dedication will give you success. Dedication towards Sadhguru will never be missed. Always you have to remember. Others may cheat us, others may kick us, others may develop all kinds. How can you say? Different mentality, like no loving mentality, hatred nature. But Guru Krishna, dedication towards Guru and Krishna will never vanish. You come. Like you can see in case of Vishnudev, because they are like very powerful Mahajanas, like empowered souls. Therefore, end of his moment, whole life looks like suffering. He dedicated everything, his life for his father and his life for Krishna, for Pandavas. Now you see, in old days, Krishna is coming. And he expressing, and he obliged to Krishna, how Krishna is coming without invitation. Even bad smell is coming because, this Kurukshetra war already finished. And no one is just burning all these bodies. Thousands of animals are there. Animals are already dead. So many animals, everything. But still Pitama Vishnu was there and Krishna came there. When he saw Krishna, he was astonished. People cleaning the place, people cleaning their heart with pure mood, they are praying, Krishna, please come to my heart, please come to this place. With nice offering, with nice mood, still Krishna. He is hesitant to go there. But he's such a nasty place. Everywhere bad odor is coming. And I am an old man, sleeping. More than how many days? From November, from December. From December, Ligita Jayanti, like from middle of the December up to January 13th. More than 30 days. Not 30 days. Yeah, more than. From Gita Jayanti, you can see in calendar Gita Jayanti. Advent of Gita. And from that day, from the Mukhyada Ekadasi up to Makara Sankranti, Uttarayana, January 15th. Still, righteous, sleeping on the bed. All these bad things, bad order is coming. And no one is there at that time. He said, I don't want anyone here. I don't want to associate with anyone. You have to stay alone. And remembering all the past times. Whole life he was with Duryodhana, but now he is remembering within the arrow bed. Lord Krishna. Very obliged. Try to understand Krishna, otherwise problem will come. This is your lacks. This is your, we can say, weakness. And this is actually suspicious mentality. Suspicious means, this person is good or bad. Krishna is really merciful or not. Suspicious nature. Tactful nature. Try to understand Krishna very merciful. Therefore, in Bhagavatam, always Sukadeva Goswami reflecting how merciful he is. You see, deliver Bhutana, he deliver all the demons. But there, like Bhishma, Pitama, Bhishma, all these Mahajans, with the end of their movement, they are so powerful sense, God persons, they are expressing their gratitudes, their offerings to Krishna. But a common devotee, he may not do all these things, but you don't think Krishna is not repaying his surrender, repaying his seva, repaying his mood, no? Heaven is not pure, still 15% surrender, 30% surrender, Krishna will give. It's Krishna, it's love. Who will believe him? Who will believe Bhagavad Gita? He said Bhagavad Gita, he said Thamam Bhagavad Gita, I'm going to give a surrender, I will repay. We must have this faith. Faith is the foundation. And according to your, like, Shravan, Kirtan, and surrender, Krishna will give you remembrance in old days, when bodily activities become less. When you old, you cannot walk, you cannot go anywhere, only mind. And at that time, Krishna will help you. According to your surrender. These important things. And gopis, they are full of, their heart is full of love. They are fully surrendered souls. Immediately when saw Krishna, immediately remembering Krishna's pastime. Remembrance. They are surrendered with Yashoda. All gopis, they are with Yashoda, holding Yashoda, crying. And Yashoda's position is just like, although in body, like living, although it looks like he is dead, but although living, looks like dead. So much affection for Krishna. And gopis, Prabhupada mentioned here, these gopis each took turns recounting the pastimes of the darling of Braja. Each took turns recounting everyone's feelings. How Krishna just went to their house and stolen butter, milk, yogurt, and how Krishna just playing with cows, how calves, everything, how joking, how dancing. And so, they are so simple, and Krishna is also, if you become simple Krishna, you can know Krishna's nature, and Krishna, you will act, you are just, as a simple devotee. If you become very complicated, your mind is very complicated, and Krishna, for you, Krishna is also complicated. Gopis are very simple. They know very well Krishna is not an ordinary person. At least his position is higher than us because he is Nanda Maharaj's son. Yashoda's son. But they are so simple. They are showing little butter. Krishna, if you dance, this is special butter for him. You dance. And Krishna starts to dance. And they are saying, after dancing, Krishna is saying, give me butter. No. Yesterday you danced nicely. Today dance is not. Please dance like that. Krishna still dancing. This is Krishna and this is Vajvasi. They're so simple. If you want to become simple, Krishna, arrange everything for you. Simplify your life. Simplify your life. Yes, life is not very complicated. We are making it complicated. Life is very simple. With cows, you want some land, just cultivate, want some little rice, pass, and chant Hare Krishna. Devananda Krishna passed this life. Very simple life. Simple way of. We are creating complex situation, tedious situation. These are problems. But they are very simple. Immediately each Prabhupada mentioned here, these gopis took turns recounting the pastimes of Darling Kumbhaja. Turns recounting. They saw the Krishna, even Krishna will be not there. If Kali will kill Krishna, what will happen? Krishna is so nice, he was playing with me like that. They look towards Krishna, but remembering about thousands of dolls. Looks like thousands of. Yes, remembering. And Shukadeva Goswami mentioned this thing. Krishna prana nevi sato nanda devi kyatam hradam patya sedasya bhagavan rama krishna bhavitam. What about Nanda Maharaj? Then Sukadeva Goswami is saying, Lord Balaram then saw that Nanda Maharaj and the other coward men who had dedicated their very life to Krishna were beginning to enter the serpent's lair. They were. First describe the condition of gopis, then describe the condition of elder gopis. Now he is describing, Sukadeva Goswami describe the condition of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj and other elder gopas, they want to enter inside. Why? They want to serve Krishna. Let's go. We have to fight with Kaliya and to save our Krishna. They are so simple. They know the history. Kaliya is so powerful. He is a competitor of Garuda. And what is super genius? Just by touching this water, they went on, but they have love. Love is so powerful. By love, you can conquer the whole world. What to speak of? You can conquer Krishna. What to speak of him? Like sometimes we are astonished. How Prabhupada is 70-year-old, he just conquered all these Westerners. Thrice Westerners. Conquer. By his love. For a lover, especially lover for Krishna, those have love for Krishna, they can conquer the whole world, what to speak of other things. Because they conquer already Krishna. For them it is not a big job. Huh? Lord Balaram then saw that Nanda Maharaj and the other coward men who had dedicated their very life to Krishna were beginning to enter the serpent's lake. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Balaram, fully knew that Lord Krishna's actual power. Therefore, he restrained. Why are you worried? Because he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Balaram. He is expansion of Krishna, he knows. What Kali can do? And he gives consolation. Restrain them. Don't go there. And Krishna is like that. And he gives some consolation. You know? Putana is also there. He was also very powerful. Agasura was also very powerful. Hiranyakasipu, he was also very powerful. Krishna just killed everyone. Why you are worried? Why you are entering to Jamuna lake? Nanda Maharaj is giving Balaram is giving all sort of consolation. So that he can help. And he also Krishna can perform more lilas with Kaliya. Yes. So tomorrow.